AM 1230 WJBC.
Yeah! 41 degrees at 7 p.m.
This is Illinois Wesleyan basketball.
The Titans!
This play-by-play action is brought to you by Solid Gold Jewelers, by State Farm agent Ed Manahan, by the Illinois Wesleyan Bookstore, and by First National Bank. Your home for Wesleyan Titan basketball is AM 1230 WJBC.
Ever Illinois Wesleyan's Titans play for the national championship, the NCAA Division III title on the line here in Salem, Virginia, and the Wesleyan Titans take on the Wesleyan Plainsmen from Nebraska. Good evening again, everybody. Dick Lutke here, along with Terry Brown. We're ready, Terry, for a national title game. I've never had the pleasure to broadcast a national championship game before, Terry. This is this sends chills down the old spine.
Great. It's a full house, and looks like there's going to be a lot of great basketball tonight, Dick. You can never say that again.
That's right.
How about that? Hey, I tell you what, the motivational factors right now tonight, you got Andy Boyden as one motivational factor. The other thing is, after 32 years, you got to win one for the Gipper. Coach Bridges needs one tonight. These guys are prepared and ready to play basketball.
Looking for his 587th victory. It would be a national championship victory if he gets it this evening. Let's quickly check the starting lineups for these two teams. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Mitch Mosser, M-O-S-S-E-R, 6'4", 185 junior from Ralston, Nebraska, 13 points a game, leads the team in assists. Among the nation's leaders, he has 7 per game. Kip Kissinger, 6'1", 180 junior from Fairfield, Nebraska, 17.5 points a game. He scored 28 last night. Mosser scored 30. Mosser's 30, a career high for him. Chad Ideas is their number two scorer, 6'5", 220 sophomore from Adams, Nebraska, 17.2 a game, and 6.5 rebounds a game. He's second on the team in that category as well, their best overall player. Jeff Miller, 6'7", 220 senior from Clatonia, Nebraska, 7.5 points a game, and Nate Thomas, 6'6", 210 junior from Henderson, Nebraska, 15 points and 7.5 rebounds a game, leads the team on the boards. For the Titans, Corey Kuhn, the outstanding freshman point guard from East Peoria, 6 foot, 167 pounder, 10 points a game, had a big game last night with 24. Nathan Hubbard, the defensive specialist, 6'4", 180 sophomore from Normal, 5.5 points, 3.5 assists. He leads the team in the latter category. Ryan Crabtree, 6'7", 205 senior from Wheaton, 22.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, the leader in both categories. Brent Niebergi, 6'4", 195 junior from Teutopolis, 12.5 points, 6.5 rebounds for Brent. And Matt Hoder, 6'4", 215 junior from Itasca, Illinois, 9.5 points a game, getting only his second collegiate start here in this championship game. Our officials for this contest are Dick Staver from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Owen Hanna from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Joe Lindsay from Philadelphia. As Hanna is about set to toss the ball up into the air. Nate Thomas in the center jump circle. Jeff Miller in the center jump circle along with Brian Crabtree. Nebraska Wesleyan also has never been to the national championship game. So one of the Wesleyans will win its first championship and the other one will take home its first ever second place trophy. The CCIW has had 7 teams in championship games before. North Park 5 times. The Vikings won all 5. Augustana 2 times. And those Vikings lost both of their chances. Now a third CCIW team gets a chance to play for the Division III national title. That team, your Illinois Wesleyan Titans.
You know, Dick, there's been one other occasion when a Wesleyan has done well. Ohio Wesleyan, I think, won it several years ago, and that's the only time that the Wesleyans have stuck out here tonight. No matter what happens tonight, a Wesleyan's going to win this thing.
Ohio Wesleyan won it in 1988, defeated the Wesleyan Titans along the way, and defeated the Wesleyan Plainsmen along the way on the tournament trail back in 1988. That was the Wesleyan team with Bill Braxick and Ron Rose and company.
You know, television's a great thing. You get to watch basketball games, but as a broadcaster, we hurry up and wait all the time, don't we?
We're ready now as the ball is up in the air and the tap is controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan, and we are underway as the Plainsmen have the chance here to draw first blood. The Titans set up in a zone. Baseline shot put up, and it's a little bit long for Ideas, and the rebound, Matt Hoder, and here come the Titans. Corey Kuhn, pass to the baseline, Niebrugge, back out, Matt Hoder, drives inside, shovels it to Brett, layup, no, and the rebound battled for, and Brett can't come up with it. It's taken instead by Jeff Miller. And so Nebraska Wesleyan,
wearing the home uniforms, white uniforms with brown and gold trim, the Titans in their road greens
here for this one are still in the zone. High post pass, Miller, now back to the wing, up on top it comes, here's Mosser with it. Mitch Mosser goes to the right wing, up to the top, and now back to the left side. And with it there is Kissinger. Mosser now with it. We're down to 10 to shoot as they pass on the perimeter of the zone. I think they're surprised by this zone defense. Here's the baseline pass. Miller's pass tipped and stolen by Brian Crabtree. Wesleyan coming the other way. Here's Brian at the top, moving left of the lane. Inside it goes Matt Hoder has his shot blocked out of bounds, knocked out by Chad Ideas. Still belongs to Illinois Wesleyan Titans.
Right now you're seeing the Nebraska Wesleyan ball club real tentative in their offensive flow. Last two times down, though, Illinois Wesleyan took it right straight inside.
Hubbard into Crabtree. Baseline jumper is off the side of the board. Not good. Brian gets his own rebound and then nearly loses it, but gets it back. Baseline pass tipped out of bounds off of Brent Niebrugge, and it belongs to Nebraska Wesleyan.
A little butterfly action going right here. Nate Hubbard right now saying, let's calm down, guys. We're all right. Let's play basketball.
The Plainsmen put it in play. Both of these teams could be back here next year, each playing with just one senior starter, as Mitch Mosser has it at the wing for Nebraska Wesleyan. Miller is the senior starter for NWU. Here's the drive by Kissinger. Bounce pass knocked away and stolen. Another turnover against Nebraska Wesleyan. Matt Hoder came over at this time. And now here's Corey Kuhn at the right wing. Corey to the edge of the circle. Continues to dribble with the left hand. Bounce pass Matt Hoder, who looks back door, goes instead to Crabtree. Left corner shot. That one's not good. And the rebound, Nebraska Wesleyan. We're still scoreless here. And now we've played almost 2 minutes. Here's the pass ahead. And the jump shot by Ideas is not good. And the rebound, battled for. Niebrugge knocked it out of play. And it still belongs to Nebraska Wesleyan.
You suppose the butterflies are a little bit running through the floor right now. But that'll change very quickly.
As the pass comes up to the top, and Kip Kissinger has it. And Wesleyan now has gone. Illinois Wesleyan has gone to a man-to-man. Or have they? No, they're still in the zone.
They're matching up.
That's right. Up on top, we're matching, but still in the zone as Mosser has the ball on the right wing. Hooks the pass to the high post. Miller turnaround shot is not good. And the rebound, Matt Hoder for the green jerseyed Wesleyan Titans. Here now into the front court is Corey Kuhn driving through the lane. Scoop shot up and good. Corey scores the first basket of the game. Illinois Wesleyan draws first blood. 2-0 the score.
That was a nice flashing move right there and a nice pickup inside.
Kissinger from the left wing fakes the three and now puts it on the floor and swings the pass up to Mosser. High post Miller. Now it goes to the wing. Kissinger with it there. Baseline Ideas, 17-footer good. We're tied at 2.
Well, he gets plenty of altitude on every shot he takes.
He does have a high arc on the shot. Here's Corey Kuhn driving through the middle again. Pulls up and looks for help and finds Nate Hubbard on the right wing. Nate now holds it high and spins it up top to Hoder. Left wing Crabtree. Brian, the bounce pass left baseline, knocked away. Brian picks it up and lays it in as he took it in stride. Coming down the left baseline, 4-2 Titans, but a layup at the other end. Kip Kissinger got out in front of the Wesleyan defense and ties the score at 4.
Yeah, you got to get back on defense.
Here's Kuhn in the front court. Hoder fakes the three, dribbles out, now fakes again, and deals it back to Corey Kuhn. Well, the Plainsmen did that a couple of times, maybe 3 times in last night's game, and Denny Bridges pointed it out during today's practice, but the Titans a little late in getting back on defense. They give up the layup to Kissinger, and now we're tied again at 4 as Nate Hubbard cross-courts the pass to Kuhn, a 3 on the way, and it's good! Corey Kuhn, who hit 5 of 6 yesterday, now makes an interception. Kuhn's got it back. Titans by 3 with the ball. Here's the pass to Nate. He fires for 3. Yes! Titans lead by 6.
Great defense right there by Corey. Good setup. Nate squared away, got his feet under him, and buried it.
And now Nebraska Wesleyan into the front court. 10-4 in favor of the Titans. Mitch Mosser with it. Not between the rings.
Now they're in a man, too, Dick.
They have now gone back to the man, but he didn't expect to see the zone a lot at the start of the game. Here's a 3 by Mosser. It's in and out, not good, and the rebound chased down by Matt Hoder. And the outlet to Brian Crabtree. He finds Corey Kuhn in the front court. At the baseline, Nate Hubbard. Now back to Corey Kuhn, and Wesleyan sets up its offense. Here's the left wing pass to Nate Hubbard. Now he finds Niebuhrke driving through the lane. He got fouled. First foul of the ball game, and it was before the shot, and it'll be put in play here by the Wesleyan Titans as the foul is whistled against Nate Thomas.
During that motion offense, what they did is caught the ball high. Brent Niebuhrke was able to take it down inside and got fouled.
And now we have an official's timeout called. 15:33 left to play here in the first half. It's 10-4. Illinois Wesleyan Titans off to a nice start here in the national championship game in Salem, Virginia. We're back after this on Sports 1230 WJBC.
Your friend's Super Bowl party was the best this year. What made the difference? The same thing that will make the difference for your Final Four party. The Super Bagel from Chesapeake Bagel Bakery. It's a giant 18-inch bagel that feeds up to 20 people. Choose from any of Chesapeake's 16 bagel varieties, including their newest, sweet bread. You choose the meats and cheeses, and you also get three side salads. So make your Final Four party a great party with a Super Bagel from Chesapeake Bagel Bakery. Call or stop by 1519 College Avenue in the Jewel Osco Plaza Normal.
When you're sick or injured, State Farm agent Ed Manahan thinks you deserve old-fashioned personal attention. And that's what you get with health insurance the State Farm way. Take State Farm short-term hospital surgical insurance, for instance. If you're temporarily unemployed or between jobs, it could be the kind of temporary health coverage you need. It can help pay for your hospital room and other medical expenses incurred while hospitalized. For costs and complete details on coverage, check with State Farm agent Ed Manahan today at 502 North Prospect.
The savings will never be greater than they are right now during the store-wide inventory reduction sale at the Music Shop in downtown Normal. Incredible bargains in every department if you hurry to the Music Shop. Don't miss it.
4 is the score in favor of the Illinois Wesleyan Titans. It took a long time for anybody to score, and then the Titans, once they got it going, Terry, heated up. 4-for-6 now from the field here in the early going. I believe they missed their first two, so they've made 4 straight.
Well, you had to look at the offensive set, though, Dick. Both times down, the first couple of 3 or 4 times down the floor, they were able to get good shots. They just didn't fall. On the other hand, Nebraska Wesleyan were kind of struggling. They had 16, 17 footers. What you like to see is the cutting and slashing when Wesleyan can get into that transition game. On the other hand, they had a cherry-picking play one time that Kip Kessinger had a layup. You got to get back on the defensive end. You got to watch for that because they're going to do a payback when they get the chance.
Titans still have the starters on the floor, and so do the Plainsmen. Of the 4 schools here in the Division III Final Four, Wesleyan, Illinois Wesleyan, has brought by far the most fans, and you'll hear them throughout this game as Nate Hubbard gets it in play to Niebuhrke. He backs in, turns, and shoots off the glass and in, and Illinois Wesleyan's lead is up to 8 points as Niebuhrke scores his first basket.
Back to the zone defense.
Great out-of-bounds play against the zone, out of the timeout. And now it's Kissinger with it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Up to the top, Ideas, a sophomore who transferred from the University of Nebraska. He gets the backdoor pass and fades and shoots and misses on the rebound, Brent. Niebuhrke comes the other way. The junior from T-Town picks up his dribble and gets it to Hoder, edge of the circle. Matt deals to Nate Hubbard. Left baseline drive, a pass inside. Niebuhrke, a layup, yes. Titans lead by 10, 14-4 the score.
Great pass right there by Nate Hubbard. Went inside, drew a man to him. Nice little bounce pass.
Wonderful start for the team in the green. Mitch Mosser with it. Now he whips it to Ideas. And now the lob up to the top, and Kissinger has it there. Nebraska Wesleyan has B.J. Smith checking to the scorer's table. First substitute of the game coming here in a moment as the pass inside produces a layup for Nate Thomas. His first basket. It's now 14-6. Illinois Wesleyan's lead down to 8 points. Now Corey Kuhn with it in the front court for the Titans. He moves it to Hubbard on the left wing. Nate finds Niebuhrke at the top. Right wing Corey Kuhn. Picks it up and finds Crabtree, who is being guarded by Ideas. That is the matchup as Denny Bridges thought it would be. Here's Hoder with it, driving inside. Now shoots it under pressure, misses it, but did draw the foul. And Matt Hoder will go to the free throw line.
Well, he's come to play, Dick. You know, last night we saw him take the ball to the hole very, very well. Nobody's really stepping up to draw the charge. You need to continue to put that pressure on. Nice penetration move.
Matt Hoder, who did not make the traveling squad last year and had to pay his way in here to watch his school play in the Final Four, now he's in the starting lineup, starting only his second game ever here in this national championship contest. As he shoots the free throw, no good. It bounced on the rim twice and fell off the wrong way for the Wesleyan Titans. Hoder, a good free thrower, 77%er, will try again. And he gets the second one. And the Illinois Wesleyan lead is now 15-6. It's a 9-point advantage. That foul was on Jeff Miller, his first, team second. Wesleyan's Titans have not yet committed a foul. Here's Miller with it now. Mosser trying to angle toward the goal. Gives up the dribble. Now inside, the shot by Thomas. That rim's no good. And the rebound, Matt Hoder. And Hoder spins and gets it to Bryan.
Crabtree.
Yeah, great position by Hoder as Crabtree has it right of the lane, picks up his dribble. And now it comes outside to Corey Kuhn. Right wing, Nate Hubbard. Up top, here's Niebergi, and he traveled. Brett was going to put the ball on the floor and then saw a defender come toward the ball, so he tried to pass it, and by the time he did that, he traveled.
We also saw Bryan Crabtree was open on the block. Had to make a decision whether to dribble or pass, and made the wrong one and traveled.
And Nebraska Wesleyan now in the front court. They're down 15-6 here in the early going. Illinois Wesleyan trailing 14-0 in yesterday's game, leading at one point 14-4 in this one as Mosser misses, but the follow is there by Ideas. He was not blocked off the glass. He gets the offensive rebound basket, and it's 15-8. Wesleyan's lead, Illinois Wesleyan's lead down to 7. Corey Kuhn now moving toward the left side and back to the right. Now the bounce pass to Niebergi. To the wing it goes. Nate Hubbard has it there. Nate finds Hoder at the top. Right wing pass, Corey Kuhn. Corey moves right baseline underneath the basket. A whistle, and he's bumped, and he's fouled. B.J. Smith, who had just checked into the game. We mentioned he had checked to the scorer's table. Now he's in the game, and he's committed his first foul, and that's 3 on Nebraska Wesleyan, and still no fouls against the Titans.
That was a hand check foul, kind of a push out of bounds, and Corey took it to the baseline.
And they've called it instead on Mitch Mosser as the shot from outside. Not good by Nate Hubbard. A 3 effort. Falls a little bit short. Rebound, Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Mosser into the front court. And he puts it up to the top. And from the corner, Kissinger a 3. Not good. And the rebound, Niebergi. Now he has it knocked away, but it comes to Hoder. And the Titans have it back. Corey Kuhn into the front court. Corey angling toward the goal. Pass back to Bryan Crabtree up on top. Hoder fakes the 3, drives inside. His pass baseline to Corey. A long one is good. Corey hits a 3. Another bucket for Kuhn, who scored 24 last night, has 8 now. Now Nebraska Wesleyan has turned it over.
It bounced off the inbounds passer's foot. Came inbounds, went right straight out of bounds. It's going to be Wesleyan basketball, Vic.
Illinois Wesleyan basketball as Nebraska Wesleyan makes the bad mistake. Out goes Mosser into the game. Comes Chris Bosiger. The first we've seen of him is Crabtree drives, pass inside, layup, Brent, no. And is it a held ball or a foul? It's a foul called, and Brent Niebergi will go to the free throw line as Crabtree created that opportunity with the dribble penetration.
Well, Brent has a tendency to pump fake right there. He did a good job, got Ideas up in the air with him, and got the foul.
And that's the first on Ideas, and the fourth now on Nebraska Wesleyan. Titans still have not committed a foul as they lead 18-8 after that three-pointer a moment ago by Corey Kuhn, who is just red hot shooting the basketball at this tournament. The free throw is missed by Niebergi. Another one by Brent is good, and the Titans now have their largest lead of this game and their largest lead of this tournament as they're up 11. Largest of the final four, that is. 19-8 the score. Here's Bosiger with it. Chris Bosiger, whose brother also comes off the bench for the Plainsmen. High post pass, now he gets it back. Left wing it goes, Kissinger with it. Here's Ideas, back to Kissinger. Swings it to the right side, Bosiger to the baseline it goes, and now B.J. Smith back out to Bosiger. B.J. Smith, the baseline drive, shovels it to Thomas, who lays it up and scores. Great ball movement. Nate Thomas has his second basket, and the Titan lead is down to 9, 19-10, as now we see some full court pressure applied by the Plainsmen. Corey Kuhn into the front court, driving to the left wing, and moves it up to the top. He flips it to the right side. Hubbard has it there. Here's Nate's pass down low to Brent. At the baseline, inside further. Crabtree turnaround shot. Good off the glass. Bryan's second field goal. Wesleyan's lead is 11 again at 21-10.
Nice pass by Brent Niebergi right there.
11-16 to play first half. Ideas a 3 over Niebergi. Not good. The rebound snared by Bryan. Then he lost it. Picked up by Matt Hoder. Here comes Hoder. 2-on-1. Driving past Niebergi. Layup. No. And the rebound for Thomas. I believe Bosiger just hit that thing from behind as Brent went up for what appeared to be an open layup.
Yeah, Brent needed to use his left hand right there. Dick went up with his right hand, got it blocked.
And Bosiger sets up the offense for Nebraska Wesleyan. That would have given the Titans a 13-point lead. We're down to 10.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Bosiger with it for the Plainsmen.
Wesleyan Titans ran a man-to-man again.
Kissinger goes to the left wing. Ideas has it there.
I'm getting mixed up, Dick. They're in the zone.
Yeah, they are, as the shot from outside is good by Kissinger. Over Crabtree, that's a three. Kissinger's three knocks the lead down to 8 points. 21-13 in favor of Illinois Wesleyan. 10 and a quarter minutes to go here in the first half. Corey Kuhn now into the front court. Left the lane drive, the ball knocked away. It comes to Bryan. He fakes the shot, deals it outside. Hoder a three, that one's good. Matt Hoder nails a three-pointer. Wesleyan's lead, Illinois Wesleyan's lead, back up to 11, 24-13. Bosiger with it now on the right side. That's Matt's first basket, a three by Kissinger, not good. Long rebound, chased down by Corey. Kuhn's got it. And the Titans come across the timeline looking for more. Kuhn pulls up, finds Nate, fakes the shot. Hubbard puts it up to the top, and Corey Kuhn resets the Illinois Wesleyan offense.
Yeah, Corey could have got rid of the basketball. Nate Hubbard was all by himself with no one on him.
Here's Hubbard with it. Nate at the left wing puts it up to Corey Kuhn. Right wing pass, Crabtree. To the baseline he goes. Now he stops his dribble and flips it up top. Kuhn a three. It is no good this time, and the rebound, Chad Ideas for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's Corey's first miss from three in this game. He is now 7 for 9 in the tournament from three-point territory. Kissinger up to the top, and the Titans are still in that zone. They've gone zone, then man-to-man, now back to zone. Kissinger with it with 15 to shoot. 9 minutes to play in the first half. Wesleyan leads 24-13 as Nate Hubbard knocks the ball out of bounds. And that'll get us to an official's timeout with 9:03 left to play here in the first half. Wesleyan's Titans 24, Wesleyan's Plainsmen 13 here in the NCAA Division III championship game. We're back after this on Sports 1230 WJBC.
For the largest selection of authentic Titan sportswear, you must visit the Illinois Wesleyan Bookstore. At the bookstore, you'll find a wide array of apparel, including Final Four clothing on sale now. The Illinois Wesleyan Bookstore carries everything from polo shirts and sweaters to warm-ups and sweatshirts. They even have gift items like clocks, jewelry, golf balls, polar fleece blankets, wallets, desk lamps, and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturday. Hurry to the Wesleyan Bookstore.
Too often, homes are lost because a family wage earner dies prematurely and there's no longer enough money to meet the continuing mortgage loan payment. State Farm agent Ed Manahan has an answer for this problem: Sensible, affordable mortgage life insurance. It can help your family keep their home should the mortgage loan outlive you. For costs and complete details of coverage, see your State Farm agent Ed Manahan today at 502 North Prospect. Sensible, affordable protection for today's homeowners. That's life insurance the State Farm way.
The savings will never be greater than they are right now during the store-wide inventory reduction sale at the Music Shop in downtown Normal. Incredible bargains in every department if you hurry to the Music Shop. Don't miss it.
Illinois Wesleyan 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 13. We talked, Terry, before the game about the boards. Nebraska Wesleyan, a good rebounding team, but the Titans are more than holding their own there.
Well, they're ahead 13-6 on the rebounding end of the thing, and they're just getting great position.
And they're 9-for-16 from the field. Nebraska Wesleyan 6 out of 16. Titans with 4 3-point baskets, two of them by Corey Kuhn, one apiece for Nathan Hubbard and Matt Hoder. That's been a strength of this team all season long. The threes come from a lot of different spots on the floor.
Well, they look for each other very well. There's not a selfish player on the Wesleyan Titans at all. And what they do is they come down, they find themselves getting in trouble. They kick the ball back out. Usually somebody's squared up with a three.
First substitutions now for Denny Bridges. 11 minutes into the game, Jason Osborne in there at a guard instead of Nathan Hubbard, and we see John Baines on the floor as he replaces Brent Niebrugge. So Hoder, Crabtree, and Kuhn have gone all the way. Nebraska Wesleyan has put the ball in play. Here's Mitch Mosser with it. He's back in the ball game, as is Jeff Miller, who's posting right now. Here's the pass baseline, shot by Ideas, a foul on John Baines, who got the ball, but then got a little piece of Ideas, not much of him, and Baines a little disappointed in the call.
Well, John followed through, and that's how you got that foul. He just would have went straight up. He had that shot blocked with his hand down. He got a little bit of his hand.
First foul on the Titans in the ball game, and it will put Ideas at the free throw line. The transfer from Nebraska will shoot twice. He is an 80% free throw shooter as he bends the knees and shoots it up and in.
I'll tell you what, he gets some altitude when he shoots the ball. He puts about as much arch as anybody I've ever seen.
Well, that's a good thing they have a high ceiling here at the Salem Civic Center.
It reminds me of Sheldon Thompson back in the old Wesleyan days.
He might have trouble at the pit, Terry, with that roof.
He'd have trouble with the pit, no doubt about it.
Well, he'd have trouble with the pit for more reasons than that, I'm sure. But that would be one of the problems. He makes both free throws. 24-15 is the score in favor of Illinois Wesleyan. Here's John Baines up top. Jason Osborne, the freshman, finds his freshman teammate Corey Kuhn on the right side. Now Crabtree up on top, now being guarded by Smith. Crabtree works his way to the free throw line, gives up the dribble, and passes to Matt Hoder at the edge of the circle. John Baines now with 10 to shoot. Back out to Hoder. Hoder moves toward the left, picks it up and finds Corey, who fakes the three, now picks it up. Crabtree with four to shoot, driving right of the lane. He's going to have to force it up here. He leans in and gets it, and they're going to count the basket. I thought I heard the buzzer before the shot, but the officials didn't, and it's 26-15 in favor of Illinois Wesleyan.
All three of them thought it was good.
Kissinger up to the top to B.J. Smith. Now the high post pass conks Miller in the head, but he recovers the ball. Now inside it goes, and Smith, the layup blocked and taken away by Crabtree. Here come the Titans. Crabtree on the fly, driving, shooting, and getting it. Foul. Counts the basket. Titans build the lead to 13. 28-15 is the score.
Transition basketball, Dick. We've seen it all year long. Get the rebound and get up the floor. What they're doing is they're beating Nebraska Wesleyan down the floor every time.
Brian with four field goals. He had only two field goals. The whole game yesterday was 2-for-11 from the field. The foul is called against Chris Roth, who had just checked into the game. No, I'm sorry. That's not right. They haven't posted the foul yet. As the free throw by Brian Crabtree, good, give the Titans a 14-point lead. It does. And now with 7:49 left to go in the first half, we get another officials timeout. The Titans have built the lead to 19. It's 29-15 here in the national championship game. We'll be back with more after this here on Sports 1230 WJBC.
For the largest selection of authentic Titan sportswear, you must visit the Illinois Wesleyan Bookstore. At the bookstore, you'll find a wide array of apparel, including Final Four clothing on sale now. The Illinois Wesleyan Bookstore carries everything from polo shirts and sweaters to warm-ups and sweatshirts. They even have gift items like clocks, jewelry, golf balls, polar fleece blankets, wallets, desk lamps, and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturday. Hurry to the Wesleyan Bookstore.
Too often, homes are lost because a family wage earner dies prematurely and there's no longer enough money to meet the continuing mortgage loan payment. State Farm agent Ed Manahan has an answer for this problem: Sensible, affordable mortgage life insurance. It can help your family keep their home should the mortgage loan outlive you. For costs and complete details of coverage, see your State Farm agent Ed Manahan today at 502 North Prospect. Sensible, affordable protection for today's homeowners. That's life insurance the State Farm way.
The Wesleyan Titans are in the Final Four for the second consecutive year, so it's time to celebrate with a fine cigar from Smoker's Choice. Visit Smoker's Choice in Towanda Plaza, Bloomington, and go you Titans!
29-15, Illinois Wesleyan's Titans lead the Nebraska Wesleyan Plainsmen. Wesleyan has never trailed in this ballgame, led early 14-4, and now they've built the lead even a little bit more. And this current 14-point advantage is the biggest of the game for either team. Corey Kuhn with 8 points. Brian Crabtree with 3 point play moments to go now has 9. He's the game's leading scorer.
Believe it or not, Dick, they just upped their shooting percentage. They're now shooting 61%. At the last break, we were at 57%. You shoot the basketball over about 55%, tendencies are that you'll win the ball game. They just got to keep firing it up there.
Same people are out there for Denny Bridges' team. By the way, that foul, I was searching for the guilty party on that foul against Brian. It was Mitch Mosser, and it's his second. He's the first player in this game to pick up a second foul. The Titans still don't have their second foul as a team. They've committed only one in this game. Into the game for Nebraska Wesleyan, Isaac Russell. He just threw it away. John Baines picked it off. Across the timeline, Corey Kuhn. Now Hoder fakes the three, drives inside, puts it back to Crabtree. A three on the way. Brian got it. And the lead is 17 points. 32-15, Illinois Wesleyan on top as Todd Raridan, the sixth-year head coach for Nebraska Wesleyan, shouts instructions to Mitch Mosser.
That was their fifth turnover last time down, too, Dick.
Crabtree now with a dozen points. Denny Bridges hoping he'd have a big game. Here's the three by Mosser. It's not good. And the rebound, John Bain. And the outlet to Corey Kuhn. Across the timeline come the green jersey Titans. To the right baseline goes Corey. And the bounce pass up to the top. And here's Matt Hoder. And now he hands it to Kuhn. Right wing, Jason Osborne. He finds Crabtree. A fake three and a drive and a 15-footer. Good. Brian is on fire. 14 for him. 19-point lead for the Titans, 34-15.
Coach Bridges expected him to have a big game, and he's starting to have one.
High post pass, Thomas. Now it goes to the corner, Ideas. Mitch Mosser, baseline feed, and a charge is called against Isaac Russell as he tried to go along the baseline. He charged into Baines. John playing some great basketball after coming out here onto the floor a few moments ago, and the Titans have a 19-point lead plus the ball.
John last night had one of those charges called when he was a two-on-one break. Dick, you remember that?
Yeah.
Exactly happened right there again. Somebody wide open. He beat him to the spot, took position, and got the charge.
He is a fine defensive player as Corey Kuhn is into the front court now for Illinois Wesleyan. Jason Osborne, left wing. Baseline it goes. Inside Crabtree. Gets it knocked away. Gets it back. Shoots it. Misses it. And the rebound, Nebraska Wesleyan, as it's taken out of there by Nate Thomas. Here's Mitch Mosser. Cross-court pass. Now it goes to Ideas. Down lower to Thomas and a reach-in foul on Osborne. Great ball move at that time by the Nebraska Wesleyan Plainsmen, and they produce the foul against Osborne. Number one on him, number two on the team.
They initiate their offense out of the corners, Dick. Right now they're having a tough time catching the ball on the block once they get it to the corner because somebody's coming over and playing that good D.
Marcus Bosiger into the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan. His brother Chris played earlier. And now out of the game go Hoder and Osborne, back in Niebuhrke and Hubbard. And so Kuhn and Crabtree have still played all the way as the pass is intercepted by Bryan. He moves against Bosiger behind the back dribble. He falls down, loose ball, scramble for it, and Nebraska Wesleyan recovers it. Bryan tried to go behind the back through two defenders that time and couldn't do it. Now Ideas in the right corner for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Mosser. Pulls up and gets it inside to Thomas. He turns, fires, misses it, and rebound for Bryan Crabtree. Now knocked out of bounds by Nebraska Wesleyan.
Boy, they're getting one shot and one shot only, Dick. The Titans are owning the defensive board.
And that shot altered by a defender. I think, again, it was Bain.
It was. He went right straight up. That time he didn't follow through, went right straight up. He had to alter the shot. Wesleyan was able to get the rebound.
Bryan Crabtree, a little tired, needs a blow, and so Jason Osborne is in for him. The Titans go smaller here with three guards on the floor. Corey Kuhn, one of them, is into the front court. Here's the lob to Baines. And now John swings it back up to the top, and the Titans start the offense over again. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Illinois Wesleyan by 19 in the national championship game. Backdoor weak side lob. Niebuhrke gets it and shoots it and scores. Little jump hook after he went underneath the basket. He stepped back toward the backboard and then jump hooked it home from a foot and a half, and at 36-15, Wesleyan by 21. That's Illinois Wesleyan.
That was a set play right there, backdoor cut.
Mitch Mosser at the top of the circle. Right of the lane drive and a whistle and a bumping foul against Corey Kuhn.
You know, Dick, they're not going to let you put your hand on somebody. Hand checking is going to be called very closely. Right there, Corey just had his hand right in the defense, right at the offensive player, got called right away for it.
And so the ball will be put in play by Nebraska Wesleyan after team foul number three against the Titans. 5:11 left in the first half. It's been a delicious first half for Illinois Wesleyan fans. Here's Bosiger with it to the corner and now back up to the top. And the shot by Mosser from three, not good. The rebound tipped in the basket. It was Niebuhrke, actually, who tipped the ball. Nate Thomas will get credit for the basket. Brent inadvertently tipping the ball through the cylinder. And it's 36-17. Illinois Wesleyan's lead down to 19 points. Corey Kuhn at the edge of the circle. Left wing, Nate Hubbard. Now he dribbles the basketball away from the basket. As Kissinger comes out, try to reach in. Now Nate starts the drive, bounce pass inside, turning and shooting his knee. Niebuhrke missed it, the rebound tipped, no. Now a loose ball, and Nebraska Wesleyan gets it. As Mitch Mosser came up with the loose basketball. He puts it on the right wing, Kip Kissinger, high post pass, Thomas back outside, and Marcus Bosiger has it.
They got Bosinger in there to get the other two guards out on the wing where they can catch and shoot.
Baseline jumper Ideas is too long, not good. Rebound Nate Hubbard. They shot it so well yesterday, but they can't find the basket today. Jason Osborne at the right wing. Corey Kuhn had an open three, didn't want it. He drives instead, layup, good. Corey gets the layup. 10 points for the freshman guard. Wesleyan's lead, Illinois Wesleyan's lead, back to 21.
Yeah, Mosser couldn't foul right there, had to let Corey go in.
Mosser playing with two fouls. Here's Marcus Bosiger at the left wing. Up to the top it comes Kip Kissinger, now right side Ideas. Cross-court pass, Bosiger a three, and that one's off. And the rebound right to Corey Kuhn. And the Titans come the other way. They've got the numbers, a three on two. Now the drive by Corey, layup, yes! Corey Kuhn with a dozen. Titans lead by 23. And a 20-second timeout called by Todd Raritan. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. It's 40-17, Terry, in favor of the team in the green.
Transition basketball at its finest. Corey just takes the ball till he stopped it. Fundamentally strong basketball. Went all the way the last two times down for a layup.
Well, in his wildest dreams, Denny Bridges could not have envisioned this last night. This Nebraska Wesleyan team looked very tough last evening, and obviously they're capable of coming back, but they've dug themselves a pretty good hole here, Terry.
Well, I think the zone defense surprised them very much so, Dick, and the fact that they've just not really got into any kind of flow at the offensive end. The Tides are mixing it up a little bit, but really staying in that zone defense, the black defense, working hard on the board.
They started in the zone, then played a little man-to-man, went back to the zone, and it's been a very effective defense as Bosiger has it. Up to the top, Kissinger. Now left wing, Bosiger for Nebraska Wesleyan. They did not make any personnel changes during that timeout. Here's the drive and the pass down low and a block and now a rebound on the offense, and Nate Thomas gets the basket, his fourth basket of the ball game, and the lead now is 21, and now a foul called against Nebraska Wesleyan.
Well, it's against Tony Pacetti.
I'm sorry.
The ball game ran over somebody.
It did go the other way. Pacetti just into the ball game, checked in during the timeout. The eighth Titan to make it to the floor, and he picks up his first foul. It's the team's fourth, and now we have an official timeout called with 3:08 left to play here in half number one. Illinois Wesleyan 40, Nebraska Wesleyan 19 is now the score. We're back after this here on Sports 1230 WJBC.
When you do business on the internet, you can gain or lose a lot of customers very quickly.
Jeff Bezos, president of Amazon.com, world's largest online bookstore.
If you disappoint someone, they won't tell a few friends, they'll tell a few thousand. It makes it crucial to work with a computer company that has experience helping people do business on the net. Not to mention the world's fastest servers, like Digital.
Digital, whatever it takes.
Those in the know always show their WJBC Gold Card Plus and save at our Gold Card Plus partners. Some of our Gold Card Plus partners are Horeen's Pianos Plus on East Empire, Bloomington, JMC Productions at 10 Westport Court, Merle Pharmacy at East and Locust, and Nixky's Deli in the Eastland Mall Food Court. Your WJBC Gold Card Plus is good for significant discounts, buy one, get one free offers, and extra values with purchases. Always keep your WJBC Gold Card Plus handy so you can show and save.
The savings will never be greater than they are right now during the store-wide inventory reduction sale at the Music Shop in downtown Normal. Incredible bargains in every department if you hurry to the Music Shop. Don't miss it.
40-19 in favor of Illinois Wesleyan's Titans here with 3:08 left to play in the first half. It's just astonishing what has happened so far in this game, Terry.
I keep mentioning it, but now we're 64% from the field. Every time we shoot the basketball and you make it, it seems like percentages keep going up. On a rebounding end, Dick, this is a very important statistic. Illinois Wesleyan is leading 17-11 on the board. Coming into this, we never would have thought that would have happened. The zone defense is a key.
It's been tremendous, and it's produced some offense as well, Terry, as they've taken the ball off the glass and rushed it down to the other end and scored some fast break buckets. Titans still have a good advantage on the boards. Nebraska Wesleyan to put it in play here. It goes into the backcourt. Idias has to hustle, and he stepped on the sideline out of bounds. They tossed it deep into the backcourt. It went over Idias's head. By the time he caught up with it, he was out of bounds on the sideline in his backcourt. So now the Titans have put it in play up by 21 points. Crabtree back in the game now on the right wing. Cross-court pass, Baines inside Niebuhrke, and he bobbled it and lost it. Knocked away by Idias. Great defensive play from behind, and Nebraska Wesleyan in the front court. And now on the drive is Chris Bosiger to his brother, Marcus Bosiger. They're at the guard spots right now. Kissinger is still in there, so it's a three-guard offense. He gets the ball in the corner, a three on the way, and it's short. And, boy, he didn't miss anything yesterday, but he's missing everything today. He did get the rebound, and then a shot by Thomas, and he's fouled by Niebuhrke on the shot. And Nate Thomas has been about it offensively for Nebraska Wesleyan so far in this game. We'll go to the free throw line.
What's happening is they run that offense out of the corner, and somebody's always flashing, whether it's Nate Hubbard or the opposite wingman, Brian Crabtree, flashing down to the corner. They're not getting good shots, Dick. Right there, we almost had the rebound again, but Nate got kind of knocked to the floor. Brent fouled his man.
The lefty, Nate Thomas, a 76% free thrower. He also shoots a high arching ball, and he gets the throw, and they're 3-for-3 from the line, and they're back to within 20. 40-20, Illinois Wesleyan with the advantage. As a team, Nebraska Wesleyan shoots 73%, the Titans 78%, one of the best in the country, as Thomas makes the second free throw as well. Now Nebraska Wesleyan with full court pressure as the lead is down to 19. It was 23 at one point for Illinois Wesleyan. Now a reach-in foul as Brian Crabtree dribbles the ball down the floor against Chris Bosiger. It is his first. The Titans are in the bonus. That's the seventh team foul. And so Brian Crabtree, who made 19 of 22 from the line yesterday, will attempt his second free throw of this game.
Right now, that's a big plus, although you only have 2:29 to go in the half. You get to the line a couple of more times, you can expand that lead without having any time go.
Brian's throw is up and in. That's his 15th point. And the Wesleyan lead, the Illinois Wesleyan lead, is up to 20. Now, Mosser, after a brief rest, playing with two fouls, is into the game, and Marcus Bosiger goes to the bench. Another free throw by Brian is good. He's made all three of his throws in this game, and it's 42-21. Illinois Wesleyan's lead is 21 points with 2:24 to play in the half. Chris Bosiger to Mosser in the corner, Kissinger. Now Mosser to Bosiger, who drives to the basket, to the free throw line inside. Thomas, layup good. Nate Thomas working inside to get open, scores his fifth field goal. He has a dozen points. He's helping to keep Nebraska Wesleyan alive here. It's 42-23 now. Titans have the lead. Matt Hoder back in the ballgame for John Baines, has the ball in the front court to Crabtree. And now Nate Hubbard. And he flings it up to the top, and here's Corey, who has played outstanding basketball. Corey Kuhn to the right wing. Matt Hoder has it. In the corner, Brian Crabtree. Now Hoder fakes the three, drives to the goal, running shot, and rolling good. Hoder got the roll off the rim. That looked like it would go out of there. Wesleyan's lead is 44-23. Titans by 21.
Got to continue to penetrate.
Mosser with it. Chris Bosiger, he penetrates and drives the pass downside to Nate Thomas, who lays it in with the left hand, a reverse layup, and he has another hoop, and it's back to a 19-point difference. Matt Hoder in the front court. They broke down the Nebraska Wesleyan pressure. Matt, baseline drive, knocked out of bounds. It's off of Matt. It belongs to Nebraska Wesleyan.
Right now, you got a little bit of a breakdown. You don't need to come down here and rush to get an early quick shot. Run your offense, and that's exactly what you need to do with a minute 17 to go, Dick.
And the Wesleyan Titans up 44-25. At halftime, we'll talk to IWU assistant football and head track coach Mike Murray, who is headed to the University of Dubuque to be their head football coach. Mitch Mosser with it. Inside, it goes to Thomas. Bobbles it, gets it back and shoots it and misses it finally. And the rebound produces a whistle. And I believe we have a foul on Nebraska Wesleyan. Good position by Brent Niebergi, and he was fouled by one of two Nebraska Wesleyan players who banged into him. It's Ideas who picked up his second foul, and Brent Niebergi will go to the free throw line where he made one out of two earlier.
You know, Dick, what they're doing right now, Nebraska Wesleyan is breaking down the zone defense by penetration. Kind of what happened last night against Alvernia. That's how they kind of got through there. Make Nate Thomas very effective, and they're getting some layups because of it.
The junior from Tutopolis shoots it good. Brent struggles a bit from the free throw line, 64%, or any shot more than 12 feet away from the bucket is a little bit difficult for Brent. But around the basket, he hits everything. As a result, he shoots as well, in fact, better from the field than he does from the free throw line. But he makes both of those free throws. He gets the second one as well, and it's a 21-point lead again for the team in the green. Bounce pass, Thomas, and a layup is good as Matt Hoder went for the steal out of that zone, and that left Thomas with another layup, and he has 16 points here in the first half, and it's 46-27 in favor of Illinois Wesleyan.
Yeah, he's keeping them in the ballgame right now.
He has 16 of their 27 points. Corey Kuhn with the ball on the right wing. Up top to Brian Crabtree. Now we're down to 31 seconds to play in the half, 10-second difference between game clock and shot clock. Here's Corey through the lane, pass to Brian, three on the way. That is good. Brian Crabtree builds the lead to 49-27. Now Nebraska Wesleyan perhaps holding it here for the final shot. Here's Mitch Mosser with it. In the right corner, a three by Ideas. It is good. And there's still 8 seconds left. The Titans get a shot if they hurry. They're up 19 right now. But wait a minute, a whistle and a timeout called by Denny Bridges with 4 seconds to go. He'll use a 20 here. Very smart move, because you lose a 20 if you don't use it, Terry, so you might as well.
Well, you get to set up a set play, and there's nobody that I've seen that's better than Coach Bridges when it comes to a last-second shot. Don't be surprised to see kind of a baseball pass here to the corner of the backboard somewhere. Brian Crabtree will be catching the ball, I'll guarantee you.
Idias makes his second three, or his first three of the game, the team's second three. Of course, last night, they had a dozen three-pointers. They were 12 for 17 from three-point land last night. We don't have the figures for this evening's game so far. We do know they've made two. I would guess there's something like 2 for 8, Terry, maybe 2 for 9.
And Kissinger, who's their big shooter, hasn't had any tonight, Dick, I don't think. And it's one of those situations where he's got to get the ball and go with it.
Titans put it in play. Corey Kuhn has it knocked away, and now a three-quarter court. He will not be able to get the shot away. The half comes to an end. And so Wesley and Titans settle for a 19-point halftime advantage. It is 49-30 in favor of the Illinois Wesleyan Titans. They are 20 minutes away from a national championship. We'll be back with more here from Salem, Virginia after this on Sports 1230 WJBC.
Don't be puzzled about your homeowner's insurance. See your good neighbor State Farm agent, Ed Manahan, for help with your homeowner's insurance questions. And while you're there, be sure to find out about the homeowner's discount State Farm offers to qualifying policyholders. For more information and to find out if you qualify, see State Farm agent Ed Manahan at 502 North Prospect today.
Sweetheart.
Yes, honey?
You know, I think it's time we spent some time alone.
Uh-huh.
Transferred a few bucks from savings and had that second honeymoon we've always dreamed of.
Uh-huh.
Listen, does Hawaii sound good to you?
Uh-huh.
Good, I'll call Bill.
You'll do what?
Bill, the First National Bank's banking information link. See, it's Bill for short. You can check on your accounts, you can transfer funds, check your latest deposits and checks, all with one phone call. Good old Bill, member FDIC.
I wonder if he can hula.
Never mind.
When I talk of solid gold quality, it's more than the purity of gold or the construction of a fine piece of jewelry. There's a feeling of confidence that Solid Gold Jewelers gives. From the repair people coming out to talk to you, to designers spending time to make a special piece. It's a salesperson taking time to explain why this ring is going to hold up or why this color of sapphire is more preferred. At Solid Gold, you're buying more than a fine piece of jewelry. You're investing in expertise, service, and confidence. See us soon at Solid Gold Jewelers in downtown Normal.
To 30 in favor of Illinois Wesleyan's Titans here at the end of the first half of play. Wesleyan Terry shooting 67% from the field. They've made two-thirds of their shots, 18 for 27. Brian Crabtree is 7 for 10 after going 2 for 11 yesterday and after not scoring until there were 4 minutes to go in the ball game. He has 7 first half field goals, including a couple of threes, 3 free throws as well, 19 points for him. Denny Bridges said at that aforementioned walkthrough today here at the Salem Civic Center that, and he told this to the team, he says, I think this is the sort of team against which Brian can have a big game. He did not feel that was the case against Alvernia because they play very physically. Nebraska Wesleyan, not as physical a team, and Brian flourishes a little bit more under that sort of environment.
Well, I think Brian does okay against physical teams, and I think what we had yesterday was they let them play a lot more physical. It was one of those things where if you're not having a lot of fouls called inside, Dick, Brian does have a difficult time, but he got to the free throw line a lot because he still just persevered and kept going after the basketball.
Well, he does play well against physical teams, but I think the less physical it is, the better it is for Brian. He can still do some damage against teams which bump, and the way he does a lot of that damage is, as you said, at the free throw line, where yesterday he was 19 out of 22. That's doing some damage, I'd say.
Well, I guess that was too short of a record in the NCAA Division III
right.
If he'd have made two more free throws, and he did have the opportunity to do that, but we'll take the 19 he made yesterday. They're shooting the basketball very well because they're being very patient on the offensive end, Dick. One of the things I've noticed is that they're running through their offense. We always see during the year when they swing the basketball, if they swing the basketball, good things happen, and they're swinging a basketball tonight very well, getting some good inside passes.
Corey Kuhn has a dozen points here at the end of the first half. What an offensive force he has been in this Final Four, Terry. Corey has done everything well. At times, he's been an offensive spark plug, but the Titans, for the most part, have not needed that from him. They have in this tournament, particularly yesterday.
Well, I think it's a very good point. I think one of the things you look for Corey to do is just take care of the basketball and start your offense for you, not making those turnovers. numbers, but when he gives you the offensive spark he has in the last two games in particular, boy, that's an added plus for you. What happens, too, is he spreads the floor for you. If he can shoot the three-pointer, people have to play him honest and have to come out on him, and that opens the big guys up.
9 points for Brent Niebuhrge, 6 for Matt Hoder, and the other 3 for Nathan Hubbard. Only 3 Nebraska Wesleyan players have scored. Nate Thomas has 16 of their 30 points, so he has more than half of their total here through the first half. He averages 15 a game. He has 16 already in this contest. He is a good inside player. He's their force around the basket. Ideas with 9 points, including a three-pointer. Kip Kissinger with 5 points. And Mitch Mosser, who yesterday scored a career-high 30, has none. The Titans have really defended the perimeter very well, even though they're playing the zone. And that may sound a little puzzling to some fans, Terry, but the Titans yesterday really did that, although Denny Bridges pointed this out during our pregame chat. He didn't feel they played the zone very well because they did allow dribble penetration, and that was trouble with Damon Hunter of Alvernia. But they did defend the perimeter shot pretty well last night against the zone, and they're certainly doing it this evening.
Well, they had a little bit of a breakdown here at the end of the half where they are letting the penetration occur a little bit more than what they want. Dick, you can't teach long arms. Illinois Wesleyan has a lot of players with very long arms, Brian Crabtree and Nate Hubbard, to name a two, and they're just getting the hands up in the shooting phase and those kind of things, which making a difference on the shooting side.
Well, a great first half for the team in the green uniform. 49-30 is the score in favor of IWU. We will talk, as we've said, with Mike Murray, Wesleyan's track and field coach and assistant football coach, who is headed away from Illinois Wesleyan, unfortunately. We'll talk to him about that as we continue our halftime coverage here in a moment. Again, the Titans 49, the Plainsmen 30, as we return after this here on Sports 1230 WJBC.
Broad coverage, low rates, dependable claim service. That's why State Farm insures more homes than anyone else. And that's why people keep coming back year after year to State Farm agents like Ed Manahan. Just ask your neighbors about State Farm's great service at an affordable price. Then see your Bloomington Good Neighbor State Farm agent, Ed Manahan, at 502 North Prospect for more information on homeowners insurance.
The Whitaker family invites you to take the short drive to Hudson and treat yourself to Whitaker's Country Oak Shop. You'll find one of the largest selections of genuine Amish-made oak furniture in the Midwest. And now is an excellent time to visit because Whitaker's is beginning their tax time sale. They'll pay the sales tax on your purchases made between March 1st and April 15th. A full month of tax time savings on Whitaker's beautiful handcrafted home furnishings for every room in your home, created by Amish artisans from Illinois to Ohio. And their pieces are ready for immediate delivery with free delivery within 60 miles. All this with no sales tax from March 1st through April 15th. So make plans to make the trip to Whitaker's Country Oak Shop. Shop Whitaker's Tax Time Sale 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon till 5 on Sundays with evening appointments available. Whitaker's Country Oak Shop, family owned and operated, located on Broadway on the south edge of Hudson, just minutes from Bloomington Normal. Don't miss the tax time sale at Whitaker's Country Oak Shop.
Dick Lutke back in Salem, Virginia. It's the NCAA Division III championship basketball game, and Illinois Wesleyan, never before an NCAA Division III champion in any team sport, leads the way here over Nebraska Wesleyan 49-30. Our halftime guest, as we've mentioned, Mike Murray, the soon-to-be football coach at the University of Dubuque. That was announced earlier this month, and Mike, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a great opportunity for me. Real tough to leave Illinois Wesleyan, but I'm glad that we're hopefully going to experience what I think we will in the second half, and I get to see that before I get out of here.
Your timing is pretty good here, assuming
good.
The Titans hang on.
That's right, and that's what it's all about. You know, that Denny Bridges is what Illinois Wesleyan means to me, and to be able to see him, you know, get a national championship is just a great, great experience.
Well, he has had so many great teams, and for so long there, it was just such a struggle to get into the Final Four because the Titans had made it 4 times to the quarterfinal round, and 3 of those times they had to play on the other team's home floor, and that made it difficult, and they lost all 4 of those quarterfinal round games. Finally, last year, they made that big step, and now this year, when we least expected it,
right,
here they are on the doorstep of a national title. It's just unbelievable.
And I've seen most of those games in which we haven't been victorious. You know, all the association I've had with them, and to think that last year's team probably, their experience is maybe the biggest key key to this year's success, because our guys have experienced what it's like to play on this floor and to be in this environment. And like you say, the shock of the world is to have five out of those six players graduate last year, and for this team to be the one that has a chance to do it.
Well, it works that way in athletics. When you're around winners, you become a winner yourself, Mike.
That's exactly right, and that's hopefully what we can bring to the University of Dubuque. You know, and that's a credit to the university and to the football program. You know, Norm's done a great job, but our success at Wesleyan is really, you know, given not only myself but some other assistants along the line an opportunity to take that and, like I say, try to build that tradition somewhere else, and I think it's been a great experience for us.
Well, you do need to do some building at Dubuque. There has not been a lot of success there recently.
Right. They have a tough conference that they play in. We've had a chance to experience that when we played Simpson College a couple years ago in football. So I know what the league's all about. Jim Collins, who was up there before, of course, was at Wesleyan for 3 years. And he's the one that's kind of come in and tried to build a foundation at Dubuque, and I think he's done that. One of the big, advantages that I have is I have an opportunity to coach his first recruiting class into their senior year. And that's typically when you evaluate a program, when you get that first class into their senior year. And so the people that they have up there, and I've had a chance to meet all the players now, are good people. You're right. They just need to know what winning's all about, and if we can bring that environment to the university, I think we'll have some success.
You have had a long association with Illinois Wesleyan, Mike, as a football player, baseball player, played for Swede Larson, played for, was Denny coaching baseball when you played?
No, actually, I had the great, great fortune of my freshman year being on Coach Hornberger's last year. And again, you know, Jack Hornberger, Bob Keck, Don Larson, Denny Bridges, that's the staff when I was in school, and that's what Illinois Wesleyan means to me. And like I say, Denny's the last survivor of that crew. And 17 years ago, I was a freshman on that campus, and that's half my age, so I would say that's a long association with the school.
It's going to be hard to leave.
Oh, very difficult, but actually having the experience of going through this basketball tournament has given me an opportunity to thank a lot of people, to see a lot of people before I leave. And without that, I would have just kind of been sliding out the back door. So I'm thankful that we've gone as far as we have and that I've had a chance to see a lot of guys come back and watch the tournaments and kind of give them my farewells.
You're ready to do a little celebrating here, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Like I say, this is going to be really sweet because Denny greatly, greatly deserves it. And last year when Brian Crabtree stood in front of that Church Center crowd after they came back and said, you know, as a freshman, we went to the Sweet 16. As a sophomore, I went to the Elite Eight. This year we went to the Final Four, and then he kind of shrugged his shoulders. And I don't think anyone at that time ever really gave him a prayer that it would happen, but it's exciting.
Don't count Brian Crabtree short, and don't count any of those teammates of his short either.
And again, it's a great credit to the whole program. These guys come in here, and they probably practiced all last year against the best team in the country, and now they've had a chance to experience what it's like to be on the floor, and they've come through with flying colors.
Mike,
great credit.
Mike, it's been a great pleasure to get to know you. Good luck to you at Dubuque. We'll be seeing you, I'm sure, some this spring before you take off, and hopefully you'll be back at some Wesleyan athletic events here even after you leave town.
There's no doubt about it. I'm still an alum, and in the fall, Sunday morning, I'll rush to the front porch to see how the Titans did, and I'll still have great, great feelings for this place.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Murray, IWU's track and field coach and assistant football coach, but now headed to the University of Dubuque, where he will be the head football coach. Our score here at the half, 49-30 in favor of the Wesleyan Titans over the Nebraska Wesleyan Plainsmen. We'll come back and we'll start the second half of play right after we pause for this here on Sports 1230 WJBC.
From the WJBC newsroom, police have arrested 46-year-old Ronnie Butch Smith after he turned himself in for the shotgun slaying of his 43-year-old wife, Susan Smith. The shooting happened at about 11:30 last night at the home the two had shared until just recently. Police say the couple had separated a week ago. Police also say they have recovered a gun. A judge has given Illinois prosecutors until March 28th to decide whether they'll seek the death penalty against an Iowa man charged in a deadly shooting spree in Hancock County in Illinois. 19-year-old Daniel Ramsey is accused of killing two girls and trying to kill three other people last summer. After finishing as a runner-up in the past years, Megan Yacko won first place in today's Pantograph Grand Final Spelling Bee. Yacko won the competition, beating out spellers from schools in McLean, Livingston, DeWitt, and Logan County by correctly spelling the word divergent. Cornell 8th grader Joshua Lyons was the runner-up at today's Bee at Illinois Wesleyan's Presser Hall. Weather for tonight, partly cloudy, chance of drizzle or flurries. Low of 33 degrees. It's 39 degrees at News 1230. I'm Mike Plosinski.
The games are on us. Sports 1230 WJBC.
Dick Lutke and Terry Brown back here in Salem, Virginia, where Illinois Wesleyan Titans are up 19 at the half over Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's go to the scoreboard. Perhaps you didn't hear earlier today at the Class AA tournament in Peoria. It was in the first of the semifinal games, West Aurora knocking off Rockford Boylan 60-55. And so tonight it's West Aurora against Peoria Manual. The Rams, the top-ranked team in the state and in the nation, edged past Harvey Thornton 65-62. In the NCAA quarterfinal round games today, the regional championship games in the Midwest, it was Minnesota's Gophers advancing to the Final Four for the first time ever, 80-72 over UCLA. And in the West Regional, Kentucky moves into the Final Four. The Wildcats beat Utah 72-59. So two number one seeds are in, and there'll be a couple more games tomorrow. Of course, Kansas, one of the number one seeds, out of the tournament now after being knocked off by Arizona yesterday. So it's Arizona and Providence in that championship game, and that shocked a lot of people, Terry.
Your alma mater came through pretty well for you today, Dick. Minnesota went a big one.
The Golden Gophers in the Final Four. But what we have to do now is get Wesleyan's Titans to the Final One here in the Division III tournament.
Now one more half. Let's get them.
And it'll be Nate Hubbard to inbound the basketball as we start the final 20 minutes of the season, barring an overtime. Nebraska Wesleyan has a hill to climb, but they're capable of doing it. They are an outstanding basketball team. We saw that last night.
Yeah, a three-point shot makes all the difference in the world. They only shot 18% in the first half in three-point land. They're going to have to heat that up a little bit.
We might mention Williams College beat Alvernia in the third-place game here earlier this evening, 78-77, as the ball has been put in play by the team in the green. And here's Nate Hubbard. Up top, Matt Hoder gets it. Matt looks to the left and now dribbles toward the left and finds Nate Hubbard. Up top, Crabtree a three. It is no good, very short, and the rebound fought for, and Nebraska Wesleyan comes up with it. Just grazed the front of the rim. Ideas came up with the ball, and here's Mosser now for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Plainsmen have their starters back on the floor. The Titans still in the zone. Here's the drive and a foul against Brent Nieberge, who was late getting out on Chad Ideas, and Brent has picked up his second foul.
Yeah, Brent's got to beat him with his feet, Dick. Right there, he put his hands on him. You just got to put your foot right on the baseline, stop that penetration.
And the lob pass to the top. Kip Kissinger gets it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Illinois Wesleyan starting the second half in that zone, which was so effective in the first half. Here's Mitch Mosser with it. He fires the three, and it is good. And Nebraska Wesleyan has its first basket of the game from Mitch Mosser. And it's now 49-33. The lead is 16 points. Here's the pass ahead to Nieberge, who gets ahead of the full court pressure, drives all the way to within 10 feet of the basket, now puts on the brakes and passes it outside to Hubbard, who sets up Corey Kuhn. And the Titans move the ball to the left wing. Matt Hoder has it there. Hoder to the baseline to Nieberge. Now back out to Hoder up top. Nate Hubbard, right wing Kuhn. Kuhn angles toward the goal. Pull-up shot. That is good from 13 feet away. Corey Kuhn has 14 points for Wesleyan Titans, who lead 51-33. Now it's Kissinger. Mosser at the top of the circle. Back to Kissinger. Open three. That is good. He hit one from 21 feet away, and they've started the second half with a couple of threes, and they're back to within 15 at 51-36.
Yeah, you don't want them to get heated up, or at least the feeling that they're heated up, and get extended defense.
Hubbard goes inside. Nieberge around the defender, and he lays it in easily over the side of the rim, and it's 53-36. Illinois Wesleyan's lead back to 17. Nifty move by Brent Nieberge. Now it goes inside to Nate Thomas, who scored 16 in the first half. He fades and shoots it.